Morning, everyone. Welcome.
Good morning. I'd like to thank everyone for making the journey upstairs to come to the shir. Finding us is not easy. We'll try and make it worth your while. There's many shires involved. The title of the shir, Season of Gifts, is very broad. Covers Chosh Mishpat, Yeridea, Menorah Chaim, maybe. First starting point, which everyone knows about, is the beginning of the Avodah Zarah, the Gemara, that base of Adat, the Masechta starts off with a very simple rule, Lifnei Eidehem, before the Yom Tovim of Goyim, you're not allowed to be losseis, for losseis in Goyim, you don't do business with Goyim. The reason is because if the Goy does a good deal, he's ozil umoide. He goes on the day of his Yom Tov and thanks the Getchker for the good deal he did. And because we don't want them to give thanks to the Getchker, so therefore we don't engage them in profitable business for them. If they buy and sell, they're generally happy, so therefore we don't want to make them happy, because what it does is it causes them to go and give cover to their Getchker, which is not something we try and encourage.
Well, it means all God, not necessarily the Muslims, are still called their cover in.
Ogoyim is this. It's not Ogoyim because Bnei Yishmael do not have Avodah Zarah per se, because there's a Shuvah Rashba that we'll get to later. But Dval, he says, Goyim who hold of a Yom Tov, which is a Goyish one. The Gemara lists a few of them, Kalandra and other ones. If you read the asterisk, it has them all there.
Hinduism.
Whatever. Anyway, so the Mechaber says in Kuf Mem Ches and Yeridea Taka Paskins, Shloish Yom Lifnei Chagom, like the paraphrases of the Mishnah, 3 days before the Yom Tov of them, Yer Osir, we don't do business with them, don't involve ourselves in them. However, he says, the Mechaber Paskins as well, that Yesh Oimim, Halach Yud Beis, all these halachos, restrictions of interacting with the goyim close to their yomim toivim, is only b'oisoyz man then. I'm all excited in the olden days. Av bizman hazeh einam b'kim b'tiv elim. They don't know exactly what the Avodah Zarah is. Lefikach mutzer losseis v'losseis imoem b'yom chagom as well. You can do all these things. They ultimately aren't really so into the Yom Tov themselves. It's minag avi sembio. Then the Gemara says, they do it because it's something that's always been in their family, but it's not really such a major deal for them nowadays. And how many of them actually are ozil umoida? If you give, let's say, the goita a present, or you give, let's say, the purchase manager of a different company a present before Chogah, does he go then on the 20th of December and goes into his cloister and thinks, wow, Yoshka, you're amazing, because the goy, this year, gave me a present, I'm so happy? It doesn't really happen. They probably give them a bottle of whiskey and they'll get drunk and that'll be the end of the story. So because of that, the Mechaber is Mekel, the Ramah says, Umikomokon bal nevesh yachik lismachimem. He says, nonetheless, you shouldn't get carried away joining with him. And he says, V'chein im shaleach doiroin, if you're sending a present, lo'ayve kichovim, bizman hazen, nowadays, b'yoim, on a day, sheyesh lahem simen, so, if you can avoid sending it on the day, it's better to avoid it. Hagam, it's true, they really know Ozil Moed, it doesn't apply nowadays. But nonetheless, it's still Baal Nefesh, you should avoid it if possible. Yachim Mizeh. If you can't, you've no choice. No, so you have no choice. He says, the Yachim, if there's to be a problem with Eva. What some people do is they'll try and do it, rather make a Chogah present, they'll give a New Year present instead. That's zikha good, it's after the Yom Tov. If you can't get away with that, because they're going on holiday for 2 weeks and expect the present, you have an Eva issue. You don't want to be upset. Oh, these Jews make excuses with their holidays, I don't get my annual bonus or whatever it is. Then that's an Eva issue. So then you can give it. It's better to give also not on the day, give it a day before, so the effect wears off. If your mom is stuck and they come 20th of December, I'm on my way to cloister, can I get my bonus? Yes, some of these might actually be Mekel as well to give it. It's not such a major deal.
How often do you actually give it on the day, so before? How often do you actually give it on the day?
I'm saying, this is what Mechaber and they're discussing. I'm saying, Hagan, even though, I'm just showing you, even though there's a problem, but nonetheless, even Miyoy Meidon, we're talking about Mekel Mishum Eva. The Machat, the Ramah says, even Yom Edom. Well, that's Shlav 3 this year. We'll get there. Now, number, so Shlav Bay, so because you're allowed to give a present to them, again, the, obviously the more you can disassociate it with the Yom Edom, the better. But nonetheless, because nowadays they aren't really Obed Avodah Zarah, certainly they're not Oz Lumoide, they don't have this going to the cloister and, you know, giving thanks and stuff like that, so it's not such a problem. Now, the Shah is, what can you give them? What are you allowed to give them? So, the thing is, if you give them kosher food, it's much more expensive than something which is not kosher. You know, why should I spend, you know, £10 on a box of chocolates, a bottle of wine, and get them for £3, you know, in the trade section of the local supermarket? So, do I have to give them kosher food or not? The Mechaber says in Simin Kuf Yud Zayin in Yeridah, says Kol Dovor, anything she'osa min ha'Torah, which is also afal pi shemutzer bano, you're allowed to benefit from it. In other words, let's say I'm allowed to benefit from something which is osir min ha'Torah. It's not osir bano. Basa b'cholav midmilk is osir bano, but there's no iser hano on something which is osir b'achila. So nonetheless, im hudar miuchad l'maichol, something for food. Osir lasa is boy sechara. You can't deal with it. You can't deal sechara. Sechara is where you're possibly going out, buying something, and making a deal with it. So therefore, lechatchila, I'm not allowed to go to a store and buy something which is osir, and then afterwards go and deal with it. So when I give a present to the guy, what I'm doing is I'm trying to curry favor with him. I'm doing business with that thing. That's something which is osir min ha'Torah. However, something which is osir midrabbanon. The Mechaber said, if it's only also me, the Rabbanon, then be'etzim, you're allowed to do schar with it. I'm allowed to. So therefore, if the iser, the food I want to buy for the goy, is also min ha'Torah, you're not allowed to do it. I can't buy the goy treif meat, I can't buy him the whole shaykh, you can send him vegetables that have bugs in it. That's how Nodi Behuda says it might be mutzer, but that's also, anyway, it's also min ha'Torah, you can't deal with that. Something which is also midrabbana, you are allowed to buy that for the goy. So you can buy the goy treif chocolates, because in Mesama there's no iser deraisa in the treif chocolates. I do not recommend buying these items in local supermarkets, because there are plenty of yidden who look in your shopping trolley and say, oh, I didn't know they were on the list. And then, it's a big mishul. Nowadays, because you have these lists around and no one knows what's on, what's not on, so if you see a Hamish person buying something which is, not kosher, but it could be kosher because it's only chocolates or something else, so that is certainly problematic. So I would recommend not doing that in the local Jewish supermarket. Same thing when it comes to returning goods. It has nothing to do with this subject at all, but returning goods as well. If you want to return something, even if you have bona fide complaints, I don't recommend you do it in a local Scottish supermarket, because when they see you in the queue again, they say, oh, here we are again. And even though you may be genuine and people are not, but they get a bit fed up of these Jews coming and and causing trouble. So if the Michael Taka has, well, gelatin is a shayv, it's also the rice, well, the issa is exactly in gelatin. I don't know if you're chosh with bosa, it's not cooked together. I don't exactly make chocolates, but I can't imagine, it's not bushel together, it won't be issa to rice. The issa achila of bosa b'chol is where it's cooked together. I don't know if they cook.
You used to cook together,
No. If bosa b'chol is cooked together, it's also b'hano. The iser b'hanah is iser deraisa, and also if it's an iser is a deraisa, then it's going to be also. So it's true. If you have chocolates with fats and stuff like that, that'll be also deraisa. That could be also. No, you're right. I don't know. I mean, chocolates. If they say that's a vegan friendly on the box of chocolates, vegetarian, it might not be kosher, but it wouldn't be having iser deraisa. But no, so that's the gabi chocolates. How about wine? How about goyish wine? You want to buy the goy wine, champagne. Something nice. So, the halacha is, we know yain nesach is also midiraisa, so that's everyone knows. Stam yeinom. Nowadays our wine is basically stam yeinom. What does Stam Yeina mean? That's goy, which nowadays, again, because we know nowadays the goy aren't so much into the cloister and doing all this awesome way there. So really, it's just minigav esem yodein, and they don't actually go around taking wine and making libations to the getch with it. So it has in Stam Yeinam. It's wine which is a goy's, but it's not really. So halacha is, the Mechaber says, beginning with Hilchas Yain Nesach, Kufchav Gimel Sif Aleph, and you're there. Stam Yeinam Shal Amamim, Oivdi Kichavim, is also Behano. The Mechaber says it's also behano. So even though it's only drabonon, but you can't be nene from it. So hagam, it's true that something which is also drabonon will allow you to be nene from, but the wine is also midrabonon, but it's an iser hano midrabonon. So like the Mechaber, you're not allowed to deal in goyish wine altogether. However, he does say, nowadays, the Rambam points out, that wine nowadays is because of the yanes on it, you can be makel as well on wine also, legabe hano, that comes your way. But Tosfos, speak about this in Daf Zayin and Avodah Zarah, says that hagam is true, you might be able to makel with wine as well. The isra hano is the mechaber, the ramo is makel. Toys says, nonetheless, hamachmir, tobe alo brocha, if you can avoid it, zikr better to avoid dealing in goyish wine. The Goas Ashri says, avapish on matin oisib hano, you shouldn't have said it to Yisrael Nekel boy, because sometimes there's a loss to a Yid involved. Many times there's a shilas of, let's say, the goy. I'm all going to say, Shubham Maram Rublin speaks out that the Asad and Kroko, they had the Kehil, their Asad, dealing with goyish wine altogether. And people in Rimanov complained. They said, why? He says, we're dealing with goyim the whole time. This is our business. And what happens is the goyim often pay back the debts with wine. They have no cash, they give us barrels of wine. And if we can't take the wine because it's also behano, so we're going to have a hesed problem. So the Maharam Rabin writes in his teshuva, I think Simon Nun, he says that I can't be matter openly against the Takonas HaKehilas, but nonetheless, because this is only drabonon, and anyway, it's only Stam Yenim anyway, so Mokum Hesed, where there's a real loss involved, I'm not going to make a mocha against it. So where there's a real genuine loss involved, then there is a Hesed to deal in the Goyish wine. But he says, Avokamo the Efshel Hachik Yachik V'nochin. But the more you can avoid it, the better. So certainly, a person to go ahead and buy Goyish wine and give that to the Goy, that's definitely, the Mechaber is definitely a problem. It's also Bano. Even though there was Mutter Bano, but definitely should be Machik from it. Machik Torah of Barocha. And therefore, it's certainly not recommended for a person to go ahead Lechatchila and go and buy wine and give it to the Goy. Oh, the shayla is if, let's say, the goy gives you wine. Maybe the other way around. Let's say the goy gives you a bottle of wine instead for the chogger. Because a person also might be a recipient. Where does it say? A person gets an iser. Let's say wine, let's say, and it starts out with iser. Something iser also may do raisa. If a goy gives it to you, so it's not also bahano, that's a lot of nizdamin loy. Nizdamin is the marshal, let's say, of a fisherman, and he goes fishing for fish, and he catches amongst all his kosher fish, he gets a tray of fish in there. He's not mechuyev to throw it away. He's allowed to sell it to the goy. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, ubasar basoda treifa loy sechelu. You can't eat it. It says, oy mochar anoch. You can sell it to a goy. You can't lechatchila go ahead and deal in treif meat. But if a person, let's say, has a cow, and he shechs the cow, and the cow is nebuch a treif. So he's not mechuyev to throw out the meat. He's allowed to take the meat and sell it to a goy. Ah, you're doing a treifus? You're right, but that's called nizdamin. That's something which came his way happenstance. It wasn't something Yilchatchila went out to do business in. So if a Isser Hano comes your way, a Isser, a Chila, something which the Mechaber says you can't deal with, it's also to do Masa Matanin, but by Nizdamin is a Heter. So if the Goy gives you something which is also added Midiraisa to eat, you are allowed to pass it on to another Goy. Let's say he gives you a lobster for battle, or some people, you know, you can pass it on. They have these hampers, they got all these tray for things that like, cheese, mamash, the real thing, cheese and meat together in the same hamper. So these are all problems, and you can't eat it, but it's a nice thing. So you get this hamper from one supplier, you give it, you pass it on to your supplier, you know, everyone's happy. You're allowed to pass, you can sell it as well, because nizdamin is a heter hano. The shad is by wine. Nice. Wine, again, you have the mechaber. Mechaber says, osis b'hano, by wine. So if you get a bottle of wine, the mechaber asks, again, you have the remor, b'mokim hefsid will be mekel. The shad is that a hefsid or not? It's a hefsid. It doesn't say hefsid merubah. He said, if it's a hefsid, then you would be allowed it. The shad is, if I get a bottle of wine from the goy, so is a real hefsid for me to throw it out? It's not straightforward. Again, you have the Agos Ashri, says Yachidman is better. Toi says Machmer Tovel of Bracha. So again, if it's not such a choshe bottle of wine, you get rid of it, pour it down the drain. That's definitely the best thing to do with it. If that's gives you a whole case of wine because, you know, and he's hoping to curry favor. And listen, this case of wine costs £150, so I hope to get back from you £150 worth of Hanoah, then you have a problem. So, you're not equipped to give up the £150, so you wouldn't have to be able to let's give bottles of wine out to other people, take it back to the shop maybe. It's not something that chachilah to go and do. There was like a shaila about 8 years ago, I think, in America. Yeah, I'm saying it's nizdamin. Because it's nizdamin, like, so if you go light the remor, you're not going to have a loss cause of it. So therefore, you know, yesh al milismoich. It's all the same. It's yesh al milismoich, but it's something you should try and avoid. There was a shaila about 8 years ago in America. There was a wine company. They were trying to promote a wine. How was the promotion? The promotion was you buy 8 bottles of wine, you get a free airline ticket. So all the bottles of wine, you get free airline tickets. Who's slang, you know? Go and bring 2 bottles. You don't want more than that. You didn't buy them all. You just have to throw them out. Could you buy the wine for the, you know, to the airline ticket? And could you buy the wine ticket back to the store afterwards? When you got a ticket? Okay, this is a shy as well.
Had the same treatment for the little test group. Thousands of points.
Yeah, the 1,000 points if you buy, you know, buy fresh lobster. Now, nah, buy a nice thick horse meat, you know, and they'll give you a, you know, they're trying to promote the meat, you know, whatever. These are so when it comes to meat, that'll be okay maybe, because again, it's because that's when this diamond could be a hefsid. Wine is more problematic because you have the yachik and it could be elsebahna as well. So, yeah, it's problematic. If it's a big hefsid, you know, you ask the right rov and include him in the hefsid by giving some of the loss, then you might get a good psak.
What's the hefsid?
What's it?
Just
what I'm saying. It's a hefsid, like, you know, well, I need to get to this chas now, I need to get, you know, I can't afford to fly otherwise, you know, I'm saying, you can afford to play with. It's not the chatchila. Another shaila happens, what happens if the guy, okay, so 1 year the guy gives you the champagne. So he asks you after Chogah, did you like champagne? He says, no, actually, we don't drink. Oh, no, he feels terrible. Next, he gives you chocolates. Do you like chocolates? Don't eat the chocolates either. Gives you a shtick. Okay, I give up. I want to give you a present. What do I do? So he says, I've got a good idea. I'm going to give, tell me your charity. I'll give money to your charity. All right? That's the guys, you know, they do that often. You know, you give to my charity, I'll give to your charity. So certainly, for a year to give money to a Goyish charity, well, certainly a cloister is definitely a problem. A Vedazor, that's definitely a problem. Other charities, well, let's talk about first of all, let's talk about a goy giving to your charity. There's a problem with that. Problem is the Mechaber Paskins in Simon Reish Nun Dalit. Nyurdeh says Oser Le Yisrael Litoil Tzedakah Mino Evikichov Befer Hesir. You're not allowed to take money for tzedakah from a goy. Befer Hesir. There's 2 reasons why we don't take goyish money for tzedakah. One reason is because the Chilul Hashem. What's the Chilul Hashem? Because the goyim think, listen, why can't you even support your own poor people? That's coming to us to support your poor people. It's a Chilul Hashem. That's what the Shach says. Mishum de'ika Chilul Hashem de mevazei nashim v'hesia. Because we're basically publicizing to the goyim that there's a problem. You know, and we cannot support our own poor people, and that causes a chilul Hashem. Because it causes a chilul Hashem, so therefore we're not allowed to do it. There's another problem, a second reason as well. We don't accept tzedakah for goyim, because if you accept tzedakah for goyim, what it does is it gives the goyim zechusim. Right? We don't want the goyim to have zechusim. Now there's two different types of tzedakah brought down. The tzedakah to poor people, and the tzedakah where it comes to, let's say, giving money to a shul, nedarim or nedavos. Right? Let's say they want to pledge something to build a shul. So the halacha is brought down that where it comes to giving money to a shul, that's not poor people. That's because it's not poor people, so therefore they don't get a kapora by that. A person gets a kapora avoinos by giving money to poor people. That's a kapora. So therefore we don't want the government to get kapora, so we don't take money from poor people. They want to give money to a shul, something like that, where it's an engine or a building, that no can be matter, because there's no problem mitzvah. That's not chil Hashem, no mevaze, and also don't get kapora. So if a guy wants to give money to a building fund for a shul, let's say they have the contract to building the shul, and they want to be nice and give something in, then you'd have to take it. It's not a problem. Poor people is a bigger problem. So therefore, if the guy says, tell me a local charity to give to, tell him to give him one where there's no poor people involved. It's just something like a building fund, something like that, because then you avoid the problem. There's no kapor for them, and they remain in their situation. And we're not helping them out. The ruchnis, we're just getting money from them. Where there's a problem, where taka yidin is suffering, there's not enough money to keep them alive, then how taka is a heter. Because of chil Hashem, we can't expect people. If the people attack are starving and there's no money, and we need to come on to go to charity to help them out, never what you meant to do. There was like a whole shaila. There is a fund in a Goyish fund, Christian Friends of Israel, something like that, and they like to give money to institutions in Israel. It caused a lot of shaila what to do with the money. There was one case. I'm saying, there are problems. It's not straightforward. Taking money from a guy is not. So he wants to give you tzedakah money. It's not straightforward. Tell me you'd rather have the tray for chocolate with the receipt for the company.
What about lottery grants? There's plenty of moisters that take, all the institutions that deal with vulnerable people. So that's
again, if they're poor, it's a problem. If it's poor people, it's a problem. If they're not poor.
Lottery fund, not tzedakah.
See, it could be, logic could be different. When I deal with the government is not necessarily a person. The government is just an entity. So I don't know if anyone actually gets a kapora from that. That is certainly a lot of the heterim involved in people who take government programs to help, you know, poor people, and that's how they stay alive. The person gets rent rebate. Why is it not a problem taking stock from a guy? You're poor, I can't afford my rent, so the government gave me rent rebates. So it's in that same parasha as Benson, because it's really towards the government don't want people on the streets. So they're paying people to avoid keeping on the streets. So the lottery is a way of helping out institutions, which, you know, is for the benefit of the country. They're not just trying to help poor people. You know, they want to help the country. And this is the way to help the country. By putting people in decent accommodations, then they'll function better because they have a good night's sleep, and therefore they help essentially towards the economy and to make the country a stronger country. That's one reason certainly why welfare is introduced. There's no chesed mitzad etzim in the welfare system in the country. It's the toivus of the government, because they want people to function well, be happy in a successful country. So that's why they're doing it for themselves, not so much because they genuinely feel bad for these poor people. It's just a front. They don't really know that at all. It's like certain car companies. The car company, they advertise, we care about safety. So they have all these safety barriers, like cushions here and bumpers there, right? We care about safety. And they don't care about safety, because if they did, they wouldn't make the car go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. They don't care about safety at all. It's a marketing technique. They want you to believe they care about safety, so they're on the same page as you, and then you buy their cars, and they're very happy you smash up the cars, they just sell a new one. So they don't care about safety at all. It's just a marketing scheme. That's how they present themselves. So the government as well, they're not so kind. The government's very kind. We're very grateful to this wonderful country we live in. Right, that was the camera. Shaila of Lois Chonim. We mentioned before, can you give a guy a tzedakah? Can you give a guy a present? We've already spoken about before here. Big problem giving a guy a tzedakah present, because the Mechaber Paskins in Chosh Mishpat, Simon Reish Mem Tes, Simon Beis. It's Osir. Hanati says Osir. So Akum she'eni ger toishav, a goy who's not ger toishav is also litein loy matona. You can't give him a present. We don't give presents to goyim for no reason. It's osir. Why is it osir? Because loy sechonin, the Torah says you can't give a present for no reason to a goy. Because what you do by doing so is you're essentially getting the goy's good books. That's a problem. We don't want you to be friendly with goyim. It's part of a barrier between the yidden and the goyim. That's one reason. Lois chanim. We also don't. Another derosh on the Torah is lois chanim. Don't give them chaniya bakaka. We don't want to give them a place in Eretz Yisrael. You can't sell your deer to a goy in Eretz Yisrael because of lois chanim. It's a question of keeping clear of them. The third is lois chanim is you can't praise goyim for their good actions. Again, because a person does that, they develop an affinity towards the goy, a shaychus to the goy. A person goes around saying so-and-so is a great footballer, is so skillful. That's a problem. Because that's lois chanim. Exceptions. So there is a Gemara in Gittin, famous story in Gemara in Gittin, which is also Gemara in Brochus, Tafim Zayin. The Gemara again says, there was a story, Maisa, Rebbe Eliezer, Shnichnas the Beis HaKnesses. He went to Shul, Vloimotso Boyasar, there weren't 10 people. There was only 9 people. So what did he do? How did he make up the minion? It was Meshachar Avdoi. He set his Eved free. Right? So, how can you say you're Eved free? The Ram says you'll have a problem. What's the problem? Yes, Lois Echonim. Loyal Mem Tavoidu. What's the problem, Loyal Mem Tavoidu? That's what Gemara says. Says the Ram, Taich and Loyal Mem Tavoidu. The problem is, he says, Shalom Ratoya, Loyalam Bem Tavoidu. The Torah says, Loyalam Bem Tavoidu, you should all be the same forever. Elam Yishum Shloyitain Lohem Matnas Chinam. Don't give them. Kinyish Kosov, but the Kharm Loy Sechonim. Why is it Mutra over here? So says, Kim de Ika Mitzvah, Lav Mishum Chanina Du Kovid. I did it for a mitzvah. Lutzoich Atma. I did it for myself for the mitzvah, Shaboy. So therefore, that's why I was allowed to do it. Now, I was allowed to give him a ton on there. I was allowed to set the guy free over there because I was doing it for myself. I got him not from the mitzvah. So they speak about Aseh Dorech Reisaseh. Yeah, Enoch Nav. It's a whole sugya. That, you're correct. That's a whole sugya. Aseh Dorech Reisaseh. We're not doing that today. There is another halacha you find in Nechuch Shabbos Simon Shinchov Gimel. What's a halacha? A person has a keli on Shabbos and they forgot to toivel it and they want to use it. So halacha says, Yirei Shemaim, what he does is, Yitein hakli le'eino yudi. Give the kli to a goy, b'matona it is, then yachzav yishalenu, then borrow it back from the goy, then sarachtin, it's a goy shekeli now. Frag there, how can you give a kli to a goy? You can't give a goy presents. So because you're doing it for yourself, I'm not doing it, I don't care about this goy, I'm doing it for my own benefit. Because I'm doing it for my own benefit, that's why it's mutter. Now, the ma'ase says it's not real benefit because the mitzvah's lovely, honest, nidnu. That's a halach with the Gemara and Brachas. And here I'm doing it, essentially, it's not a real hanah because I get to use the keli on Shabbos, but I'm a guy getting no hanah from the goy per se. I get hanah by giving it. I'm giving it for my own good. However, the Sma in Chosh Mishpah gives a second reason. He says, this is the only osur. It's only osur to give him. He says, "Imloi sheyesh loy gam kein tzachno miakum." Lest you get a benefit from the goy, davle kemechira. The typical case of giving a present to a goy is where I get hanof from the goy back. Now, why am I giving my goy to a present? Why? Because I like it so much. Why am I giving the purchase manager of this goy coming a present? Because I like him? No, because if I give it to him, I'm going to get back a reward. I'm going to get my money's worth. So it's not a gift altogether. It's a business deal. I'm buying from him, carrying goodwill. So I'm getting my money's worth. By doing that, therefore, it's not a present altogether. I'm getting from the goy something back. I'm giving him something. I'm giving him a bottle of wine. I get back services, goodwill, whatever it is. Engineering a good relationship with a goy. If I'm doing a good relationship with a goy, there's no problem with goy, because that's the regular business deal. That's my cue where the goy recognizes me. The nafkamina between the case of Ngitin and the case of Shabbos and the Sma is where I get a benefit, but I don't, the goy, essentially, I get nothing from the goy. So the moshe, let's say you have this truck goes around taking a scrap metal for free. Right? Am I allowed to give them the scrap metal or not? So, He takes the scrap metal and he gets benefit for it. But it's actually, he's doing me a favor, getting rid of this stuff. So like the Gemara and Gittin Lechera and the Halach of Hikfilas Kerimi Mutter. I'm not doing it for my benefit, but Mitzad Sheni, I'm giving the Goy, the Goy is doing nothing for me at all. Right? The Goy is nothing for me. Right? And this Goy is a stranger, I get no favor at all. He's just, I'm giving him the present. So you could say, no, he's removing it from the disposable cost, but it has to be with the genuine saving money. If it just can't be bothered, it's a problem. You have, very often you find that let's say a person goes on a plane, right? And you have an airline meal. And they give you a meal, you don't want to eat it. And the guy next to you wants a meal. Are you allowed to give the guy the meal?
Yeah.
No heter. We did not find a heter for this at all. Now, Kiddush Hashem is a very, very, it's very shvach heter, if it's a Kiddush Hashem altogether. And it's a the guy, it's also in the Raisa. So what the eitzah you do is you open it a bit, take a bit, and then leave it. They avoid the shayla, make him not want to eat it. But it's that's a real example of a goy you have no shaykhs with, no benefit from whatsoever. Why give him the meal?
How do you know one day, a year later, that guy can say, you know what, if you gave me a meal, I'm going to give you a favor?
Well, the Torah says he can't do it though. You're right. There is a lot of Yidden who think like that. They're called the Haskalah. They have these ideas. Well, let's look at the broad picture. Lois Chorim is a proper problem. And if there's a reason why he's doing it, you're right. If he says, oh, yeah, I've got lots of Jewish neighbors, okay, you know, in the conversation. But if he's some guy, let's say he's an Oriental, no shaykh eating at all, whatever in his life, what are you doing it for? Why are you doing it?
Okay.
So, you see, I think by Hashem Saved as well. Hashem Saved, Reish Samach Vav, Mechabe, Shulchan Aruch, Chesh Mishpat, says it's osur to give back an Aveda to a goy. You can't give back an Aveda to a goy. Two reasons. Why not? Why? Because you mechazek oivre Aveda. Because now they've got more money. If they would have less money, then they go and work and they do less Avedas. When they have more money, they're not in that situation. So they can do more Avedas. We don't encourage that. So because of that, that's why it's also. Awesome. The second reason why it's also awesome is because the man spoils for all of I have to put Gemara here. The Gemara says, "Loyeli Hashem." What does it mean, "the man spoils for all of Because what we're doing is we're equating yidden to goy. As a person gives back an aveda to a goy, why are you doing it? It's a morally correct thing to do. It's a nice thing to do. You know, people lost something, you feel bad. I find it in international waters, right? Whatever. So it's not the Dvachos. So why am I giving back to the guy? Because I feel it's the right thing to do. It's morally correct. That's terrible. Why? Because the reason we do our Shabbos Aveda, because the Baruch Hashem says so. It's a mitzvah in the Raisa. The Torah says, Hoshev Teshive. A person says, I'm giving back anyway. I don't care about the Torah. I'll do it anyway. That's terrible. It's necessary not to give back an Aveda to a goy to show the chashivus of the Torah. That when we do a Shabbos Aveda, we do it because the Torah says so. So in Meira, there's a big hakpoda not to give back an Aveda to a goy. Again, where's this Kiddush Hashem? There's a heter. Mokim Chil Hashem, if a goy knows he lost something in the shul, there's no question about it, there's a Zichel Hashem issue. But Stamazai, a person finds something, there's no Inyan Bechal, there's no mitzvah to give it back. It's a proper problem in Zichel and Isser. Again, where's the Kiddush Hashem involved? You have to be very careful if it's Taka Kiddush Hashem or you're just doing it for yourself. The Mechaber says, Kiddush Hashem is only Negeya if the Goy believes. Okay. If a Goy is an atheist, there's no Kiddush Hashem involved. Couldn't be Kiddush Hashem, doesn't believe in Hashem. So it doesn't work. So if you're going to use your heter now of Lifnei Adeh, another Goy, don't care about the Yom, don't care about God, it's completely irreligious, and therefore there's no problem with Lifnei Adeh, well then you can't go and evade it back to them, because there's no Kiddush Hashem involved. So it's very complex, not straightforward at all. That's a big shy. There's a lot to talk about that. It's a hard shy of that. Maybe better giving it off to a Koyl. We don't know. It's hard to know. Complicated.
You keep it for yourself or just leave it
lying? It's better leave it lying, don't get in trouble because the camera's everywhere nowadays. You gotta be careful. Ayn Roya. Come here, yeah, I'm saying you gotta be careful, so not straightforward. One last shayla will do. The shayla is purchase manager. A yid works for a large company. The yid is the purchase manager. And the company and the goy gives him kosher wine because he's already learned. Doesn't give him treif wine. Can't give him treif wine. Can't give him chocolates. Can't give him lobster. Can't give him charity. Fine, he'll take kosher wine. Gives him a nice present. Who does the wine belong to? Again, the purchase manager is working for Reuben. Reuben's the bar boss. The purchase manager got this present. This nice bottle of wine is worth, let's say, 20, 30 pounds. Who does it belong to?
He's working for a Yiddish company.
So he's working for a Yiddish company. So mitzad echad, you could say, well, the guy gave it to him. The guy gave it to me. He gave the purchase manager. I'm the purchase manager. This guy gave it to me. It's mine. Very nice. Mitzad sheni, I could say, 1 second. Why are you purchase manager? Because you're going spending my money, my company's money, and buying toilet paper, whatever it is, from this Goyish company. So it belongs to me. This is a machloikis in the Rishonim Gemara Ksubas Daf Tzadiches. The Gemara Ksubas says that if a goy gives a present to a shliach, right, then does it belong to Bahamois, the person's money is, or does it belong to the shliach? Rashi says, because it's a sophic, we don't know what the guy's kavanah was. What does the guy really want? Does the guy want it to go to the shliach, or to the shaleach, for the guy whose money is? So because it's not known, so if a sophic goes 50-50. That's what Rashi says. The Rif says, no, different reason altogether. The Rif says, why is the purchase manager in his position to receive gifts in the first place? Only because he's working for the Yid, the Baal HaMois. The Baal HaMois is the company. So therefore the Baal HaMois gets half because he is the reason why his purchase manager gets the gifts. So that half all comes to him. So Naf Kamina is...
Half 50-50.
Naf Kamina is... Let's say the guy says the hedge, I'm giving it to the purchase manager. So Lloyd Rashi, no shy anymore. Goes code, because we know the corner of the noising. Lloyd the Riff, it still goes 50-50. The Ketzai Sachoshin over there says that if we know Kupay Gimu, Sevov, the Ketzai Sachoshin says, if, let's say, the guy is giving it to the purchase manager, even Lloyd the Riff, because he's done him favors, he's nice to him, because of his service, it's nothing to do with, it's separate from the Baal HaMois, then Enochonama, even Lloyd the Riff, will also be masking. It's only because the Baal HaMois, the spending power, is what gives it to him. But if it's because I'm always nice to you, I'm waiting to give you better service, in such a situation, then Enochonama, Itaka, would go solely to the Baal HaMois. To the manager, to the purchase manager, whoever it was, the guy who actually wants to give it to. But again, it's very delicate. You get a lot of shilas. People who work in companies and they're given the situations and they'll all say, well, it's to me, without asking shilas. There's one shy which is a mainly it's not the subject, but it's very hired quite a lot. There was a company hired, a guy was hired to be manager of building, a project manager, property management company. And this guy was very good at property management, he had a lot of contacts. So someone hired him to do the building. So the building needed a roof repair. So the roof repair cost £20,000. So this fellow, this property manager, he is a lot of contacts, been in the business 25 years. And he knows a guy who owes him favors, and he can do it to him for £12,000. So now, the extra 8,000, who does it belong to? So the property manager says, listen, you know, I'm doing it, it's my favor, the guy is my contact, using my contact, should come to me. The law is very straightforward. If I'm paying a property manager, let's say £1,000 to manage property, he's working for me. £12,000, the property manager is entitled to nothing whatsoever of it. Why? Because when I say you're working for me, you go to my business deal. And this is different because it's not an extra present. There's nothing no present come over here. This is paying less money. Rather than I can check for 20, I can check for 12. If you get a rebate, okay, get money back. That's the machleik, the sugi over there. Not straightforward. But certainly where the yid is a person in power is paying less money out to the vendors, there's no question about it that is kuloi, the profit goes to the Baal HaMois, the guy who's paying my wage, and that's why he hired me. He hired me to work for him. I'm working for his goods. We're out of time. Maybe next time we'll...
Yeah.